Now, Wisconsin Public Radio is partnering with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison for a project that aims to find out what issues are most important to Wisconsin voters. It's called the Main Street Agenda and includes polling and a series of free public town hall events across the state to meet with voters and hear what concerns are on top of their minds. The first town hall event is on Wednesday at Milwaukee Public Library's Centennial Hall starting at 7 p.m. Future town halls will be held in Pewaukee, Green Bay, and Wausau in the lead up to the election. Find out about those events at WPR.org/presents. And you can join in now at 800-642-1234. What issue or issues are most important to you in the upcoming election? Do you think the candidates running for office at various levels are addressing those issues that are important to you? Do you feel like the candidates and maybe even the media are overlooking important stuff or, you know, talking more horse race than substantive issues? Call in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Susan Webb Yaki is director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs, helping organize this project, and she's a professor of public affairs at UW-Madison. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Rob, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Like a lot of people, Susan, I see a lot of campaign ads. I get a lot of campaign emails. I know what candidates and parties want voters to think about. Why is it important to reach out and try to get a sense of what's on the minds of the voters themselves?
Well, I think today a lot of people are frustrated with politics, right? The horse race coverage, the focus on what divides us as opposed to what brings us together. And that's really where this project came together, this Main Street Agenda project between WPR, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the La Follette School, to try to figure out what are some of the issues that people care about in terms of public policy, and how do we get our elected officials to start talking about them?
And you've got a few different ways of doing this. Last time I talked to you, it was about a survey that you and La Follette School did. Could you tell us about that? And then what's led into the town hall effort?
Absolutely. So this is kind of an interesting the Main Street Agenda Project is sort of interesting in that all three of the institutions wanted to do the same thing, kind of get the public talking about the policy issues they cared about. And we were all kind of going about it on our own way. And so let me tell you about what La Follette started with. And that was about a year ago, we did our inaugural La Follette School policy poll. And the idea behind the policy poll was to reach out all the way across Wisconsin. So we actually had over 1,500 responses from 71 of the 72 counties on a large public policy poll. And the point of the poll was to ask, what are the issues that you care about the most? Really take the temperature of Wisconsinites and then report that information back and let people look at the data and kind of analyze the data on their own, which is what we did all of this past year. That was really the La Follette School's main effort in trying to take the temperature on public policy issues here in our state.
And then we've got these town halls coming up. And I know Gannett and the News and the Journal Sentinel have surveys of their own. And they're trying to go, I think, just beyond, you know, check the box, but also explain and get people talking and typing or talking about why these issues matter. Why do you think that's important?
I think it's so important to think about having a dialogue around some of these issues. And that's what these four upcoming events that are taking place across the state are gonna do. So we're gonna have La Follette faculty experts at each of those events. And those experts are gonna share, you know, information and evidence and analysis and knowledge. They're gonna share information from our La Follette School poll, which again occurred last year and was a scientific poll of Wisconsinites. But we're going to combine that kind of La Follette piece with a part of the agenda in each of the events focused on really listening, listening to what citizens are saying across the political spectrum. So, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and independents on the different public policy issues that they care about. And so citizens are going to be a huge part of the agenda for each of these events, too.
I know from my vantage in the media, sometimes it's easy to think, okay, that person's a Republican, so they're going to believe A, B, and C. And that person's a Democrat, they're going to believe 1, 2, and 3. But then I know from talking to callers and from some of the responses that this project has gotten already, for many people, it's a lot more complicated than that. And I think it might surprise people how much nuance there is out there.
Absolutely. I mean, people are complicated. You know, I'm a social scientist, and a huge part of my job is to seek the truth, to figure out what are the commonalities, what are the systematic things that drive people, in this case, in their politics. You know, I'm a political scientist, so that's what I'm interested in. But people are really more complicated than how they boil down in terms of their partisan identification. And that is one of the reasons why we want to get people talking, to kind of figure out those complexities, but also to try to see where there's some points of unity across the political spectrum. And I think that will give people some courage to, and hopefully some courage for our elected officials to identify some of those issues and really go after them and tackle them on behalf of our citizens as well.
That's interesting. Maybe a solution or a part of a solution anyway to polarization here. If everybody on side A believes that, well, there are two sides in the first place, but also that everybody on side B automatically believes these things that are the opposite of what we believe, and we don't get any nuance beyond that, that could be one thing that's driving polarization. Do you think that's part of the story?
I do think that's part of the story. And I think when we resort to just talking points, and it's too easy to demonize the other side. But when you hear from them what they're going through, why they prioritize a particular issue, you start to understand their perspective more. And that is so important in today's society.
We're talking to Susan Webb Yockey from the La Follette School of Public Affairs. Part of this project, the Main Street Agenda, we here at WPR are part of this, the Journal Sentinel part of it, their ideas lab. Try to figure out what is on voters' minds, what we care about and why. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you care about in this midterm election? Why? What led you there? Is there something that you think would surprise you about people who maybe know some of your political views, an issue that maybe you would surprise them on with what you think of it? Is there an issue that you think is important, but you're not quite sure where you stand? Because it's complicated. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Jeff is with us in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Good afternoon. This is a great topic. It's very timely. Thanks for the opportunity to share my opinion. I really believe that public money should be spent on everyone, regardless of your age or gender or, you know, walk of life or economic class. I really believe our state parks unite us as a state. I hiked 4 miles yesterday in Copper Falls State Park, and I did Pattison State Park last month. I really think that we need to fund our parks and get these picnic tables painted and repaired. There are projects I know the DNR has all over the state that need to be fully funded, and we got the money. I say let's do it 100%.
Jeff, thanks a lot for that call. And this is an example, Susan, of the kind of thing you might hear, a kind of a basic bread and butter issue that probably no politician on either side is going to think, oh, this is going to pump up the base, right?
Maybe not, but boy, does Jeff identify something that does bring people together. You know, people want to explore and really use the natural wonder of Wisconsin. It's one of the reasons why I moved here, was because the beauty of the state, and I know I'm not alone. And so I think Jeff identifies something that really can bring Wisconsinites together, and that is, you know, public spending on public goods like parks that a lot of people can use and appreciate.
Thanks again for the call, Jeff, at 800-642-1234. But, okay, the incentive structure for a politician, Susan, I could spend my time, if I'm running for office, talking about state parks. Everybody likes them. Or I could focus on a divisive issue that I know is going to rally my base and maybe help drive them to donate and to vote. How does our incentive structure skew things one way or the other?
Well, you know, Rob, we're moving into the general election, away from the primary elections now. And so the hope would be that candidates who made it through the primaries are now looking more for the consensus issues. So they rallied their base, they got the nomination, and now they're going to need to get the votes of some of Wisconsin's independents to win, at least in the statewide elections. And so if you go back to the La Follette School's policy poll, you know, what were some of the consensus issues for people across the political spectrum, including independents? And those really were healthcare, some economic issues, the federal budget deficit, for instance. People really care about the federal budget deficit and sort of in some of the fact that we might be extending on that debt to the next generation. You know, those two issues in our poll, across all age groups, all income groups, the lowest and highest levels of education, and all political identifications identified those issues as either quite a problem or an extremely big problem for our country. So if you're looking for consensus issues, they're out there. In particular, I would point out healthcare is one of them.
We're talking to public affairs professor Susan Webb-Yaki from UW-Madison about the Main Street Agenda Project, which hopes to measure what voters care about the most in the upcoming election. And not just the I care about this and not that, but also some of the why behind it. What led people to these decisions? There are nuanced views in some cases. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you were answering the survey, what issue would be top of mind for you in the upcoming election? Maybe even if it isn't the most important thing, what do you wish you heard more from the candidates about or covered in the media along the way? Are there things where you think, yeah, maybe this is something that both parties can work together on? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk with Susan Webb-Yaki about the issues that matter most to voters. She's a professor and director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, a partner in the Main Street Agenda Project, along with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Wisconsin Public Radio. There's surveys, there's upcoming town halls as well in a few locations around the state. You can town hall right now at 800-642-1234. What do you want candidates to talk about as they compete for your votes this November? Have you heard candidates talk about the issue or issues most important to you? Is the media covering the right stuff along the way? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls. Lynn joins us now in Wauwatosa. Lynn, hello.
Hi, thank you. This is a lot of interesting things to think about. But my thought is that the whole abortion issue, I know that the people that are anti-choice believe they have the right point of view about abortion. But I'm thinking that because there has been so much publicity since the Supreme Court came down with their decision, so many people are finally seeing how necessary abortion is for women, for families, and that it's a decision that is such a personal one, such a gut-wrenching one for everybody. And hopefully the anti-choice people, bless their hearts, but I hope that they're coming to understand that abortion is necessary.
Lynn, I gotcha. Thanks a lot for the call. And Susan, if I'm not mistaken, the survey you were talking about earlier came out before the Dobbs U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. But what are you watching for? What are you seeing on the issue of abortion that Lynn brings up?
Yeah, the La Follette School policy poll did come out before the Dobbs decision, but we do have some more information on, Lynn's point on abortion. So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is also, as part of the Main Street Agenda Project, also doing an opinion survey. So there, anybody that wants to write in and talk about what are some of their top issues that they would like to see both the media cover in advance of the election, as well as our politicians talking about, there's a chance to kind of reply to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel opinion survey as well. And that's been taking data all this summer and takes data right now, too, if you're interested in participating. Google the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as well as the Main Street Agenda Project. But to Lynn's point, abortion ranks very highly on that list. So that's an issue that is really concerning to a lot of Wisconsinites. It ranks in the top three behind the future of democracy as well as climate change. I will say that on the opinion survey, this is whoever provides their opinion. And so we do have an overrepresentation in that survey of Democrats. But one of the neat things about the Main Street Agenda Project and the upcoming four events is that we're going to have panels of people talking and listening to each other across the political spectrum.
Lynn, thanks a lot for the call. And talk about nuance on an issue. I've seen survey results. You know, we may think everybody's on one side or the other, and some people are strongly on one side or the other, and a lot of people have mixed feelings one way or the other, or want to see some limits but not all, or sometimes disagree with themselves. There's a lot of, again, nuance in the middle there, Susan.
Absolutely. And, you know, abortion is one of these really interesting issues that you really do need to get people together talking mm-hmm. to really understand the dynamics. And we know that because we know that how you ask polling questions on abortion really matters to how people reply, right? So that gives you some insight right there that, you know, horse race polls or political snapshots, they're one type of data, but also getting together and talking through issues and understanding where people are coming from and their perspective is a way to contextualize that, and it's really necessary.
Thanks again for the call in at 800-642-1234. Kathy joins us next in Elkhorn. Kathy, hi.
Hi.
What issue did you want to bring up, Kathy?
Well, I think the major issue now is maintaining a safe democracy with, you know, with what happened with the last administration and, you know, not ensuring a safe transfer of power. That can't not happen, or none of these issues will be worked on. It'll be a craziness. And well, you'll have one ruling and everybody just following suit. You won't have a democracy.
Kathy, thanks a lot for the call. And Susan, I know this is something that has come up in the Main Street agenda, people concerned about the future of Democratic government.
Absolutely. And I know this will come up in our four events across the state as well. And I hope it does. I mean, this is something that all of us need to pull our heads, our minds, our bodies together and really tackle, because in order for the United States to continue, we have to solve this problem together. And there's concerns on both sides of the aisle, and we need to identify those and work through them together.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Susan Webb Yaki, professor and director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, talking about the Main Street Agenda Project, partnership between the La Follette School, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, trying to collect information, figure out what people think about big issues, what you want to hear about. And you could join in at 800-642-1234 in the run-up to the election. What do you want to hear candidates talking about? What do you want to hear the media asking candidates about? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Susan, of course, I'm coming at this from the media angle myself. What are you hoping that media outlets, including Wisconsin Public Radio, might be able to do with some of your final products along the way?
I think that between the polling that the La Follette School did, which is a statistical poll, alongside the opinion survey the information is being collected right now, I'm hoping that, you know, media outlets, you know, all different types of media outlets take that data and think about what are the stories that could really impact Wisconsinites. And I think that's, you know, vital to move forward.
Let's go back to our callers with George on the line in Ashland. George, what issues on your mind?
I'd like to see our candidates asked about where they stand on the division between church and state, between religion and governance. It seems to flow into a lot of issues, schools, abortion, and many other dimensions. I'd like to know where each candidate stands, church versus state, where they draw the line.
George, thanks a lot for that call. Interesting. Susan, is this something that you've had come up at any point so far in the Main Street agenda?
You know, I think it hasn't much come up. And, you know, I think George has put his finger on something that's a really interesting divide across society that we don't talk as much about as we used to. So we used to talk a lot about candidate religion. We used to talk a lot about whether, you know, the role of religion in society. And we're starting to see a lot of our public policy issues intersect with those issues. I mean, certainly the Dobbs decision is front and center recently. But I think putting your finger right on the division between church and state, both the Supreme Court's interpretation of that division, as well as society's interpretation of that, has not been as a part of the Main Street Agenda Project thus far. And I hope it comes out in some of our candidate forums coming forward, four town hall forums coming forward.
Thanks a lot for that call, George, at 800-642-1234. The overall project here, I mean, people do polling all the time, of course, and people do town halls sometimes. Susan, are you hoping to build a model for the way we investigate public opinion for maybe future elections?
Absolutely. I'm really hoping this partnership continues. And I know that there's going to be some efforts after these town halls as well to kind of continue the conversation. And that's on our agenda. We don't want this to be a one-off. These are incredibly important issues. So let me plan a couple ways for your audience members that are here in Madison to continue the conversation as well. The La Follette School is hosting a very large forum next March. So on March 1st, 2023, that's going to be on the topic of trust in government. So we're going to spend a whole day bringing in high profile speakers, having scholars, citizens, politicians come together and talk about the role of trust in government and how that's eroded across time and how that intersects with this idea of the future of democracy. Now, that would be another way to continue the conversation in March 2023.
Susan, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Susan Webb Yaki, a professor and director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison. That's one of the partners in the Main Street Agenda Project, along with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and here at Wisconsin Public Radio. The goal to figure out what is on voters' minds, not just a yes or no, pro or con, but some of the thoughts and ideas driving opinions around the state. You can participate in a couple ways. There's that survey Susan mentioned at jsonline.com, the website of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wherever you are in the state, you can weigh in with what you think and why you think it over there. Then a series of four town halls in various places around the state. You can find those at wpr.org/presents. Now, the first town hall event that's at Milwaukee Public Library's Centennial Hall, that's coming up Wednesday at 7 p.m. Again, track down those details, find out how to participate if you're able. It's at wpr.org/presents. If you want to send an email right now to tell us what's on your mind, what you want to hear from us about the upcoming elections, love to hear from you. You can email right now, ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.